Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. We are now joined by divorce attorney, and she is very much the go-to family law attorney, Jacqueline Newman. And she is with us today. And Jacqueline, it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So there is some new information out that when the wife gets sick, seriously ill, and, you know, you sometimes hear about this, that men will leave. I just was at a talk the other day where a woman was sharing that she was diagnosed with a very serious illness, and instead of her husband being right with her, he walked out. He just left. Mm-hmm. But it's not as uncommon as I guess there's a new study that says when the wife gets ill, the husband runs. Is that true?
I mean, they did come out with a study, the Journal of Health and Social Behavior, find that marriage was 6% more likely to end in divorce when a wife was diagnosed with a serious illness than when a wife remains healthy. The study doesn't actually show which party is the one that ends the marriage. I don't know if it ends up being more the wife who just feels that the husband isn't caring for her and is not, you know, hasn't stepped up to the plate as she would have expected, or it's the man who feels that he just can't deal with that and ultimately, you know, kind of runs away.
So as a divorce attorney, is it financial? Is that really the bottom line? Is it the financial burden? Is that what really separates husbands and wives?
I don't know if I would say that it's always a financial burden. I think one of the really biggest breakdowns in marriages has to do more with communication and people learning how to speak to each other and kind of outgrowing each other. I think that really is what leads to breakdowns in marriages, which will result in possible infidelity, will result in fights over money and things like that. So I see fights over money really more of an effect than as a cause.
Yeah, yeah. Fidelity, is that up there?
It happens. Again, you know, it's funny, you'll hear stories about when people will say, oh, I'm shocked that they're having an affair, but yet, you know, the two people haven't been together, you know, even in a romantic relationship for 20 years or something like that.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I feel like, the fact that they're shocked by it, not to say that people should do it regardless of whatever the situation is, but the fact that the shock is there just shows that they're not communicating, shows they are 100% not on the same page and
right.
Not aware of what's going on.
I know of a couple that went everywhere holding hands. Their whole entire time, people would look at them. He would have her hand always, always, always. So everybody assumes when you hold hands with your partner that must be mean. That we all think of it as being, you know, wow, isn't that wonderful? They hold each other's hands. They must be so in love with each other and so connected. And so when their marriage ended, people were like, oh, how is that possible? They never stopped holding hands the whole time. 1 week they're holding hands and the next week they're divorced. They're separated. They're leaving each other. And so interesting because she realized that she was in love with another woman.
Mm.
And, you know, so it's the secrets that we keep and it's the secrets that happen. So not all is as it appears to be in life.
Well, that is definitely true. You know, it's, you know, being on this side of the desk and seeing people's relationships as they unfold, it is really amazing how many people just don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
But
we do have many. Go ahead.
Do you just ever say to a couple or to the spouse, can you just go back home and work it out? Is there any way that you can make this happen? Have you felt like this is a big mistake? You're making a big mistake. Is there any way you can go back and make this marriage work?
I don't know if I've ever said that someone is making a mistake, but one of the things I do ask almost every client that walks in, one of my first questions is, are you sure you want to get divorced? And if they hesitate in any way whatsoever, I encourage them to go to counseling. I encourage them to try to work it out because it's such a terrible, difficult process that I feel I don't want people going through it unless they're absolutely positive this is what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah. Are the numbers any different today than they were 10 years ago of the marriages and in a divorce? Are the statistics that they hold, are they any different?
You know, it's hard to follow statistics because often you know, they're measuring, you don't know exactly what sample they're measuring. Not to mention the fact that I think less people are getting married now than they were. I think there's a lot more of the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell relationships. So it is hard to say. I mean, they say that their divorce rates are up. You know, you read one study that says they are, and you read one study that says they're not. And also with same-sex marriages entering the picture, that's going to be also, you know, affecting, obviously, any kind of studies that they're doing.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Our family is just not what it... Our family unit is not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing.
I would agree.
And so
I think that
yeah, with the times changing and all of that. So this, let's go back to this study, though. You know, when I hear about men that leave women or women that leave men that are sick, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very upsetting. I think what happens, at least in some of the situations I've seen, is that there's just a change in the roles and responsibilities. And I think that people can't cope with that, especially when you have people that are in long marriages, people that, you know, are used to things being a certain way. And, you know, when you have your stereotypical traditional, you know, the man goes out and the woman keeps the home, and when the woman's sick and can't keep the home, you know, I've seen situations where men don't know what to do. I mean, they literally don't know how to work the toaster oven. They're just completely at such a loss. And, you know, their reaction is to run and, you know, find someone who's going to fill the role that they're comfortable being in.
Right.
And it is very sad because, you know, it's for better or for worse, sickness and health, and it's sad when you see people that can't really be by their partner when they need them the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there any numbers, do we have any numbers for people who have second and third marriages? Are those lasting longer than the first marriages?
The studies will show that second marriages do not last as long as first marriages. And the reason behind it is that the theory is that if you got out of your first marriage, you know, you're obviously more prone to divorce in the second marriage because, you know, it's an easier process. You can picture it. You can picture what the evil looks like. I don't know, you know, from my experience of seeing clients, I think that I see a lot of first marriages that, you know, either high school sweethearts or things like that, that they just realize they weren't the right match. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go through it a second time. But I will say studies do show that the second, if you're in a second or third marriage, the rates go up of the likelihood of you divorcing.
What I find so fascinating is the number of people that were in love when they were younger go off and do their own thing, meet their spouses, and then at reunions or at events or Facebook, find each other again and are back together again, solid.
Yeah, I have a friend that happened to, and it's really, it's so nice to see.
Isn't that wild? I just love that. I love those kinds of stories.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on and keeping us on top of some of the newest and hottest studies when it comes to marriage, life, marriage, and divorce. Divorce attorney is Jacqueline Newman. And what's your best website, Jacqueline?
You can reach me at JacquelineNewmanESQ.com.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. And we will be right back right here on BizTalk Radio. This is Frankie Boyer.